First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Will we have memories again, like Karen Warren, who experienced the kindness of strangers?
Tunisia, friends asked, as we prepared to travel to North Africa. Some worried about us, a family of two women and our 7-year-old daughter traveling in a Muslim country. One afternoon, a few days after our arrival, we spent 2 fruitless hours at an internet cafe searching for a place to stay the following week. A man in his 50s, dressed in khakis, noticed us speaking English and offered help. We asked if he could recommend a place where we could experience the everyday life of the country. Monsef, who we learned was a professor, offered the use of his summer house in Monastir, a lovely seaside town a few hours away by train. When we hesitated, he said that during his travels people had often taken him in and he would be honored to reciprocate. The next day, his aunt, Habiba, age 80, dressed in black from head to toe and speaking only Arabic, met us at the taxi stand in Monastir and brought us to the rustic cottage that had been in their family for generations. That week, our daughter slept in a typical Tunisian bed on a raised platform in a curtained alcove, watched weavers at their looms, and rode a camel in a Berber village. Using sign language to communicate, we helped Habiba pick olives and feed the chickens. Tunisians are so friendly, we told Monsef when he called. We have to be, he said. We're a small country surrounded by big neighbors. We've survived by becoming people with heart. I'm Karen Warren.
Karen Warren is a teacher and writer living in Santa Cruz. This program was produced by Meet Fisher, Margie Kern Marshall, and Matilda Rand. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org.